Situation. You are Terry Chow, a volunteer for Wise Consumers, a non-profit-making organisation that supports sustainable consumption. You and other volunteers are organising a Wise Consumption campaign to educate the public about proper consumption. You will listen to a meeting among some volunteers on their observations about commercial strategies that promote consumption. Before the recording is played, you will have 5 minutes to study the question-answer paper and the data file to familiarise yourself with the situation and the tasks. Complete the tasks by following the instructions in the question-answer paper, the data file, and on the recording. You now have 5 minutes to familiarise yourself with the question-answer paper and the data file.
Thank you.
The recording is about to begin. Turn to page 2 of the question answer paper. Task 1. You are going to listen to the recording of a meeting on commercial strategies, their effects on consumers, and how consumers could become smarter. As you listen, fill out the table below summarising the participants' views. At the end of the recording, read page 3 of the data file for relevant information to complete this task.
Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you very much for taking the time to come to this meeting on a Sunday afternoon. We're here to discuss strategies that Hong Kong companies use to encourage us to spend more and how we can be smarter consumers in the face of these tactics. Who would like to start?
I'll have a go first. My best friend turned 18 yesterday, and on this very day, she got a credit card from Kowloon Bank she applied for the week before. That's her first credit card ever.
Oh my goodness! Did your friend get any free gifts for getting her credit card, Jennifer?
Yes, indeed. She got an iNotepad for free. She doesn't need one, though, because she already has a notebook computer.
So, do you mean she applied for the credit card not because she needs it?
That's correct, Roy. She only wants the free welcome gift.
Obviously, your best friend is yet another victim of a commercial strategy that banks or credit card companies like to use. They often offer attractive welcome gifts to new cardholders, and people like your friend will apply for a credit card without thinking carefully whether they need it or not.
But isn't it okay to get a credit card and the free gift without using the card to pay for anything?
Well, I don't think it's that easy to control one's spending habits when one has a credit card.
Bingo, Roy. As a matter of fact, there was another credit card special offer for my friend. If she spent over $3,000 with the card during her birthday month, she would earn triple bonus points. She could then redeem gifts at a low price using the bonus points.
That sounds really attractive. But yesterday was the 31st of October. Did your friend buy anything with the credit card on the very last day of her birthday month?
Of course she did. She told me excitedly that she got a watch for $3,001 with her new card.
Excellent. She managed to earn more bonus points.
Sorry, but the way I see it is the bank managed to make her borrow $3,001 right on the first day she got her credit card.
I can't agree more, Roy. All these special offers tempt us to spend and even overspend. To prevent ourselves from falling into this trap, we must be smart enough to bear in mind that paying with a credit card means borrowing money from the bank or the card company. If we cannot make the full repayment on time, the bank will charge high interests on the loan.
Oh, thank you for this useful reminder, Isaac. I think another useful tip is we should ask ourselves whether we can afford the repayments every time before we use our credit card.
Agreed, Yvonne. We must be cautious not only with the special offers from credit cards. We must also be careful about the many shopping discounts on offer every day, everywhere, because they, too, encourage impulsive spending.
How do they do that?
I know. They make people spend more in order to save more.
Buying more in order to save more? I don't understand.
Well, that is, shops usually offer bigger discounts to customers for spending more. For example, customers may get 5% off any purchase over $200, but a 20% discount for purchases over $1,000.
Oh, I see.
And many a time, shops also use another strategy to urge customers to spend their money as quickly as possible.
You remind me, Isaac. When I tried to get a pair of discount running shoes a few weeks ago, the salesperson told me that the discount had already ended. I think shops offer discount goods for a limited period of time on purpose, so that customers will buy whatever on sale before the discounts expire.
You've got it.
The temptations to make us spend are everywhere. We must learn to understand the difference between what we need and what we want.
You've highlighted the very useful concept of needs versus desires, Yvonne. If we're able to put our needs over our desires, we have a better chance of controlling our spending. You know, advertisers are so good at persuading us to spend using different kinds of appeals.
That sounds interesting. Can you tell us more?
Sure. Let me ask you a question, Jennifer. Why do you use the makeup you are wearing now?
The advertisement says that my favourite singer, Tammy, has been using KK2 for 2 months and her skin is as smooth as a baby's. Oops, I see your point now. Products like cosmetics have movie stars, models, singers, etc. as their spokespersons to give consumers the impression that the products are of good quality simply because they're used by famous people.
Exactly. We don't even know Tammy in person, whether her skin is smooth and whether she really uses KK2 is a mystery.
Why didn't I realise that before?
Well, I haven't always been a wise consumer myself. Seeing the TV advertisements for ABA Life Insurance showing a happy, carefree family last year, I immediately bought 3 life insurance policies. I so desperately wanted the feelings portrayed in the advert, but of course I soon regretted that decision.
That's the power of emotional appeal in advertising. Even Roy fell prey to this strategy.
We all learn from our experiences, don't we?
Bravo! I'm sure we'll be able to use the very helpful ideas from this meeting in our upcoming activities for the Wise Consumption campaign and the next issue of our monthly magazine. Let's call it a day and meet again next Sunday. Thanks again for coming.
This is the end of the listening component of this test. You now have 1 hour and 15 minutes to complete task 1 and task 2.